It's time to take the pulse. Welcome back into the Rams studio connected by AT&T. I'm Danny Kluffinger, and it was a record-breaking Super Bowl Sunday. But before we start talking about the game, I want to talk about a couple hours prior to the game because I was flipping through the channels and landed on the Kitten Bowl on the Hallmark Channel. And yeah, it was very cute, and I was enjoying it very much, but I was definitely not expecting to see what I saw. I saw this.
Hey, I'm Bryce Williams from the Los Angeles Rams.
And I'm Aaron Green from the Los Angeles Rams. There's more Kitten Bowl coming right back at you. Stay tuned.
Could they be any more animated? I'm definitely not letting them live this down because I was not expecting to see any Rams players while I was watching the Kitten Bowl. In fact, I wasn't even going to admit that I was watching the Kitten Bowl. But now that it's out there and Rams players were on it, I guess I gotta admit to it. But I was expecting to see a bunch of Rams players make their way to Houston. And via Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram, I was able to tell that Pharoh Cooper was in Houston. Todd Gurley, Aaron Donald, Jared Goff, Benny Cunningham, Alec Ogletree, Dominique Easley, Bradley Marquez, Roger Saffold, just some of the Rams that I spotted in the Lone Star State. And what a game it turned out to be. When the Patriots became successful, a lot of congratulations were being tossed out by Rams players. TJ McDonald enjoyed watching the game. Aaron Donald and Alec Ogletree both joined in on the Brady conversation. Alec Ogletree going as far as calling him the GOAT, the greatest of all time, hands down. Also, Alec Ogletree and Todd Gurley started retweeting some tweets about some of their former Georgia Bulldog teammates that were on the winning side, and Malcolm Mitchell and David Andrews. And speaking of former teammates, Patriots Chris Long and Danny Amendola were both Rams at one point, and a lot of the Rams currently on the roster reached out to their former teammates in support. Here's Chase Reynolds reaching out. Johnny Hecker said, two guys that deserve it. Proud to see Chris Long and Danny Amendola getting that ring. Also, Benny Cunningham and Roger Saffold reaching out to congratulate their former teammates. Brady, Belichick, and the Patriots won their fifth Super Bowl, but let's go back in time to their first Super Bowl in 2002. It's one that Rams fans probably would like to forget because the Patriots were successful over the Rams in 2002. However, one of the stars from that team and one of the stars that led to the Rams to their first Super Bowl in 2000 was Kurt Warner, and he was acknowledged this past weekend by the NFL by being put in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Congratulations to Kurt Warner, very, very deserving. And a couple of other things in case you missed it. National Signing Day was on February 1st, and the Rams posted this photo gallery to their website showing some of the current Rams on their signing day. Some of my favorites from this is definitely Kenny Britt. He had some hair on him, that's for sure. Johnny Hecker literally looks 12 years old. I'm not even sure he was old enough to sign a national letter of intent in that picture. And this is my absolute favorite, Michael Brockers. I had a look at it for a while. It doesn't look anything like him. Absolutely cracks me up. If you have not seen that photo gallery, make sure you head to the Rams website to check that out. To Merrick Hemingway, a big congratulations goes out to him. His jersey was retired at his high school, North Myrtle Beach High School. That happened last week. And finally, is it possible that the tweet of the year came in February of 2017? Because this one gets my vote. The new defensive coordinator for the Rams, Wade Phillips, tweets out, Rams are the only staff with the defensive coordinator on Medicare and the head coach in daycare. He's at Son of a Bum on Twitter. If you don't follow him, I suggest that you do. So much humor. I'm really looking forward to seeing what's in store this year because I think we're going to have a good time with Wade Phillips. That's going to do it for this edition of The Pulse. If you see something, make sure you tweet me at Danny Club, and it might just end up right here on theRams.com.